can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, March 13, 2024, episode number 80.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my beautiful queen.
Episode number 80.
How about that?
Hey, my love.
How does it feel to be 80? Episode 80.
I feel 80 today. No, I do.
Here, cheers me. You'll feel much better. Here you go. Bada-bang. Cheers.
Ooh, it's a big... We're going to break these glasses.
No, we're not. They can handle it. Now, you have a
I have well water. I have well water.
I was going to cover the fancy name, but yes, you have well water. And I want you to smell it. You got to smell it. You could probably have a taste since you're not doing
it. Oh, this is the peony lane. It's second week in a row.
That's right. I am just blasting off on the peony lane.
Ooh.
This is the Cabernet Franc.
Oh, I wanted you to save that bottle.
I asked you five times. I'm sitting there like, what shall I have? What shall I have?
You did
what
not shall ask I have? Me. You were talking to yourself.
Shall I have this? You are a shamer. the worst kind.
I did not hear you say that. You were looking at the port. That's the last thing I saw you do.
And you weren't listening. You were texting.
Oh.
When you're texting, you have no time for me. The whole show had to wait to start.
Who was I texting?
Well, your friend.
What friend?
What?
I don't remember who I was texting.
Right now, before we started the show, you were texting Karen.
Oh, I was texting Karen.
Yeah, we literally waited 10 minutes. Like, no, this is important. I got to...
Well, I'm sorry. I'm here now. I'm here, man. And I'm rallying.
Are you?
Yes.
Because I really need you here, babe. I need you. You get so uptight about doing the show. You're like, feels like I have to do work.
Lately, I have been. I think because today's not been a great day.
Not a good day.
No, I'm just really fatigued this afternoon. So
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to keep my eyes open.
Well,
so bring it. You got
to
bring it
again. I have to hold up. I have to be the pillar of the show once again.
Yes.
You already said you've got to do the God shot.
Because of what happened today. But before we get into that, so I'm off to Florida tomorrow.
Yes,
I'm off to Florida.
I'm going to miss you.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. You were so excited. You go last night at dinner. You go. When are you leaving? And how long are you going to be gone? I go, I'm leaving tomorrow, Thursday. I'll be back on Monday. You go, oh, good. I get to have a bro day with Pastor Jimmy.
I think you actually kicked
your heels in the restaurant parking lot.
Did I do a little jig?
And then I had lunch with Annette today and I saw Jimmy. He's like, yeah, bro day tomorrow.
Bro day.
I go, gosh.
We're deprived. Oh. We're deprived of our broness.
You couldn't wait to get rid of me.
Please admit you know that's
not
true.
I know.
Because I miss you terribly. The house feels empty and cold. It's just me and Phoebe. We're going to sit on the floor in front of the couch and binge watch dumb TV.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we do, which is fun for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to miss you.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course I will. Okay. I don't like you being far away.
Oh.
Finally found you.
Yeah. 9 years ago.
How about that?
Yeah. We're coming up on our 9 year anniversary of the day we met.
Oh, I have that. I have that date somewhere. I have that in my calendar.
It's coming up in 10 days.
Oh, it was the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
Let me just see. Let me check. Let me see.
Oh, you don't believe me?
No, I believe you. I don't want to make sure that
Should
I have
go
it
back
in my calendar.
And reminisce?
Okay. Hold on a
you
second.
You had that great belt on. I remember.
Really, bro? You're going to do that to
and
me
I
now?
I remember when we were at, I said something to somebody like, oh, is Adam driving here? And they said, oh, no. Adam Curry does not drive. He takes Ubers everywhere.
Oh, was at the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, back in the day. But I was living downtown Austin. It was a pain in the butt to drive. And just to get
Ronald McDonald House Charities had a parking lot.
But just to get the car out of the garage around and around and around and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
9 years ago. It's like seems like yesterday, right?
It really does.
I know.
Yeah, you were chastising me then too.
No, I wasn't. I was smitten. Now, I was smitten after the first date.
Now I'm just dreaming about me smiling at you and my teeth shattering and disintegrating in front of you.
So ever since you've stopped smoking weed,
which is now 15 months, is it 14?
No, it's November, December, January.
Yeah, 15, no. Oh,
yeah, 18. 16 months, 16 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you have not had, yeah, you just vape like crazy, no, but you don't.
I'm a vaping fool, yeah, of course.
Yeah. But you don't bring your vape to bed anymore.
No, nope. Well, I plug it in next to me.
You do, because it has to be right next to you just in case.
If there's an emergency, you know, that I want to be able to vape, you know, if we have a discussion, like, oh, we're going to have a discussion now. Okay, now I need to vape then. What are we talking about?
But no, so ever since you stopped smoking weed, you're having these vivid dreams.
Very vivid.
And you never used to remember your dreams.
No, I wouldn't even remember that I dreamed at all. I wouldn't know. And now it's like, and it's so odd. I wake up in the middle of the night. Here's a real odd thing for you. I was going to mention to you. So I have this mouth guard now, which is to protect the investment.
Yes, because you talk like this. Now.
So it's only
it's for the upper teeth, right?
Yeah, but it protects you from grinding both teeth together. It's strangely comforting.
Is it?
I will wake up in the middle of the night and like, it's weird. I got to talk to the.
That's funny.
I got to talk to Hollywood about it because it's. It is weirdly comforting. Like
in what way? Like, I don't understand. Like, my teeth are protected?
Just like, okay, I can go back to sleep. I'm not sure. I can't. It's hard to explain. It's comforting. Somehow it's comforting. And I wake up in the morning and also because it just keeps everything in line. And maybe I have a feeling that I might have been really grinding and biting at night. That I was really.
I heard you grind your teeth once and that was it.
They made me get it for a reason.
And I'm a light sleeper. I'm a light sleeper.
No, you don't say.
Yeah.
Last night, I'm like, good night, darling. You're like, I was asleep.
I know. That's why I always, when we get into bed, I'm like, give me a kiss goodnight. Because when you start reading scripture, sometimes I fall asleep.
Didn't even read scripture last night.
Oh, you didn't? No.
No.
Why is that?
Do I have to remind you?
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yes, everybody. How you doing? So, let's talk about our week because we did some fun things. We went to ATX. We went to Big Smoke. We went to Austin.
To Big Smoke.
That's what you call it. That's it. I picked this up in the outback of Australia.
Oh.
All right, mate. We're going to Big Smoke.
Oh.
That means you're going to the city where the big smokestacks are.
Yes. And I had coffee with a friend yesterday and I'm not going to say who it was, but she and her husband have a house in Austin, and they are they're moving to Hill Country. They have a house in Hill Country, so they're slowly making the move over. And I was telling her that we went there, and I said I love going to see our friends. I love going to see Tiffany and Rob, and adore Julie and Ben. And but when I go there, it's so busy. Like traffic and people.
I think I even said it reminded me of driving in from New Jersey into Manhattan. It had that vibe where the potholes start to get worse, you know, the further in you get and it gets bumpy in the roads and it's just, you can feel it.
When we lived there, I liked it you know, the city council didn't destroy it. I liked it a lot. I liked the energy. But now being in this quietness here, like it's sensory overload. And my friend yesterday told me that when she's there, she feels like she's farther away from God.
And that's
her feeling. And I understand what she means by that. But I know like our friends, Julie and Ben there, I mean, they're like devout Christians. They're disciples of Jesus.
But even Tiffany and Rob now, they're going to church
Sunday. Too, yeah.
Do you think we have any influence on them? I sure hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I sure hope so.
Then they said they go pretty regularly too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we drove into the city and we had dinner and spent the night at Tiffany and Rob's, and they live in a really cool neighborhood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very, very typical. It's South Austin, right?
Yes. That's south. Like Bolden Creek area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's so cool that they have no walkway.
So when we pulled up to their house and I'm like, it's all grass. And they said, yeah, we don't have a sidewalk coming up to the house. And I'm like, what?
Because you have this ordinance. You can only have so much concrete based upon the total square footage of the lot that you have.
I still find it so odd.
Because if they have a party, people
are going to just destroy their lawn. Like, why can't you just put little pavers or something down? Like little.
I don't know. I thought it was typical Austin weird. I kind of
thought
dug
it was strange. Yeah.
Well, they had one of those old, like built 100 years ago houses, completely redone, which is nice.
Yeah. I don't know really if it was 100 years old. It's probably,
yeah. I think it was 1912.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Those houses are old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really nicely redecorated. But it's interesting, you know, in Austin, you could be living right next door to who knows what.
Weirdos.
And in fact, they across the street. So I look out there and I'm like, oh, your neighbors just painted a like hot pink wave down their fence. And he goes, yeah, they just did that. Like,
interesting. I was pestering. I was like, I think a yellow one and a blue one and a red one are coming next. I think they're going to paint it. Oh, it could be a rainbow flag. There you go. You're good to go.
Well, that was the house that had all the cinder blocks in front of it. And it was all painted different rainbow colors.
And it said, peacocks welcome here.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of peacocks in that area. Isn't it from that restaurant that they have them? What was the name?
Oh, Maddie's?
Yeah.
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 Maddie's is, I think it's the other way though. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of peacocks apparently.
Anyway, it was lovely. It was lovely spending time with them and catching up. We hadn't seen them since May. And
if I can just point out, Phoebe went to Paws and Claws. I took her.
Yes, we can get to that. That's on my list. I got that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let me finish the story.
Yeah, sounds like you've got the whole show lined up. Ready to go.
I don't. I really don't. I have very few things on my. So Tiffany, of course, she had a charcuterie board, and then they poured the wine, and so I had two glasses of white wine. Now, granted, I haven't had anything like this probably in six weeks.
And I was just chatting away. I saw one glass of white wine, and I thought I was keeping an eye on you. By the way, before we left, because I came back from dropping off Phoebe, and you come and you say, I have to confess something. I'm like, oh my goodness, what has she done? This sounds serious. Should we sit down? She says,
Should we sit down?
I ate some of the Reese's Pieces.
That's Tim's fault. Tim sent the Reese's Pieces.
And I knew it. And you were like, have some. I said, I don't want Reese's Pieces. We should throw them out. Like, no, leave them here. You might want them when I'm gone. I'm like, and I should have clued into this. I mean, I'm getting to know you even better after all these years.
I was like an addict.
You are like a crack addict. Like, no,
I'm not that bad.
Maybe Adam will want some of this crack. I'll leave it here for him. Look, honey, there's some crack. It's just crack. I mean, it's nothing special. It's just some crack. And then I came home and you were cracked out.
No. Cracked
out. You were cracked out, man.
That's a good show title. Cracked out.
There was orange Reese's Pieces in the form of M&M's.
In the shape of a carrot. Tim sent them. And yes, and it was interesting because on Friday, where was I?
You were running around because I was.
It was on my mind all day Friday. I'm gonna eat those Reese's. I'm gonna have some.
Now, have an appreciation for how good it is that I haven't smoked a single thing in 16 months?
I know.
You see? But you can do it.
I can teach you how. I've done really well. Give me a break. And it's been since September.
So anyway, my point was you had the crack and then you put some white wine on top of the crack.
No, I didn't. No.
And then some
cheese. I put coffee. Wait. So I ate the... I came... I'm like, I'm going to eat some of those Reese's
Tina
pieces.
Tina and
I'm
her
gonna,
crack.
I'm going to eat some of those Reese's pieces. So I open it up and I just take a little handful. And I throw the rest in the garbage.
Just a little
and
bit.
And I'm looking at them. I'm like, I'm going to grab a few more out. And then I poured coffee over them so I wouldn't eat anymore.
Which is what all crack addicts, they should flush it down the toilet like a real crack addict.
Every woman has done that. They have thrown a cake in their garbage. They've gone and retrieved a piece out.
My daughter did it.
They put dish soap on
dish soap yes. and vinegar.
Yeah.
Like, so, as if the dish soap wasn't enough. Well, it's just dish soap. I could still eat the cake.
It's clean. Here's where my mind was though. I knew we were going to their house and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to do that. So in my mind, before I even got home on Friday, I don't even know what I did on Friday. So I had this in my head and so that's why I ate the Reese's Pieces. Cause I already knew that Friday was going to be a bust. I already knew it. And that's how I think. Like, I'm like, okay. And so once it's a bust, I'm like, it's a bust. I might as well just enjoy myself. And so when we were at their house and she put the charcuterie board out, so I was eating, I haven't eaten cheese for 6 weeks. I ate gluten crackers.
Yeah.
I had two glasses of white wine and we were just laughing and talking and I'm eating. Mm-hmm. And then dinner, she made steak and potatoes, like scalloped potatoes and salad, of which I haven't eaten salad. And potatoes in 6 weeks.
It was just potatoes.
Potatoes. And then he opened up a magnum of red wine. I'm like, yeah, pour me some. So I had two glasses of red.
You
and
had
then
two glasses. Oh, then man. She so made you had four glasses cookies, total. Oh, that was two.
And so I had one chocolate
you had
chip
a chocolate.
Cookie.
I didn't even know you had a chocolate chip cookie,
I
too.
I did.
Because you even said, no, I can't have that. And I blinked and there was, you ate one?
Yes.
Man, no wonder. So then we go to bed.
Love, I'm fine. We're having a great time.
They have
time.
A lovely ceiling fan. I'm very jealous of that. I miss our ceiling fan. We don't, you know, it would, we'd have to like wire it and everything.
It could be done.
I know. It could be. Call Mike. I'm sure he'll have it done by 2028.
Yeah. He's...
And then Tina starts doing her Bill Gates thing. I'm like, oh, we're in Bill Gates mode. I shouldn't have eaten that. And now I'm like, oh, and I'm feeling bad. Like, I can't believe that I let you do that.
No, you're like, shh.
No, I'm not. No.
Let me rub you to sleep. Yeah. Stop complaining.
I was the sweetest husband ever. I'm like, it's okay, babe. All right. Let me rub you. And I rubbed you to sleep thinking, oh my God, I'm living with a crack addict. This is just insane. What am I going to do about this?
I was in so much pain. I thought I was going to throw up. My body was like, what did you do? What is wrong with you?
Yes, everyone thought that. Yeah, believe me. What were you thinking?
It wasn't copious amounts of food, but it was the types of food. I was miserable.
Well, I have good news.
Yes.
I went to Austin on Tuesday. We'll get to that later. My body also no longer accepts Whataburger.
Or McDonald's.
Or McDonald's sausage.
Seed oil.
I had sausage biscuits on the way, and I had a Whataburger in the car on the way back. And my body is rejecting this now.
I know it was a toxic dump in the bathroom.
Man. Wow. Oh, you want to go there?
No.
Do you really want to go
there? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You came out and you're like, not good.
KYMC. Keep your mouth closed.
Oh, now another acronym.
It was total.
Yeah,
because
you're not used to eating like that.
No. I'm sure everyone's like, ew. Talk about something else, people. Back to Jesus on Curry and the Keeper.
No, so anyway, so back to Friday night. Yes, I learned my lesson. That was tough for me. Very tough. It was stupid. It was just irresponsible for me to do that and think that my body wasn't going to be affected. Because you can't go from no carbs to like slamming down the carbs. Mm-mm. And the sugar, the wine really did taste good.
Anyway, so we got up the next day. Everybody was fine. All was well.
Yes, I didn't throw up.
You slept like we slept well.
Yeah,
everything's great. And then we thanked our guests, and it was actually South by Southwest. We didn't notice any of that.
No,
thank goodness.
No.
Excuse me. And then we went to see Ben and Julie.
Yes, I love Julie so much.
Brunch with them.
Yes. Yeah.
And I love them both too. And Ben is fun, man. He's a fun, that guy, he has metaphors and analogs for scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the prison once a week and ministers to inmates.
Yes.
He was telling me all about that. This guy, he knows, he has really good, metaphors and, analogies for
anecdotes.
No, analogies for scripture. And it's just really, really good. And we talked about other stuff briefly. Okay, we got some kids. Yeah, fine. Okay, back to Jesus.
Well, everybody knows that Julie was the catalyst in getting us to Bridge Church.
Yes,
so
sure was.
She was the one that told us about it. And
they're younger than we are. I mean, everybody seems to be younger.
Everybody's younger than we are. I could be their mom. No, not
no,
really.
No. But they're in their early 40s, late 30s.
I think 30s? Julie's 46.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Everybody's younger than us. Everybody. So
isn't that weird?
Yes, I don't feel. Yes, no. I don't feel like we're older. The only people that are older are Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
sorry, kids. We beat you on that one. Yes.
Anyway, but yes, we had a lovely breakfast with them, and then I wanted to go do a little shopping, and you were like, "No, we're going home. I got work to do." Oh, no.
I really did have work to do.
I know.
And it was you were also like, it's okay.
Yeah, I was tired anyway. It was,
and I had to drive, you know, still an hour and a half, drove home, and I dove right in and did everything until the evening. And then we had to get to bed on time because it was daylight saving.
Oh.
That was harsh when I was getting up at 4:30 body clock time.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, this is no good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is no good. But then it was a great Sunday. Pastor Brian preached on Sunday. He's our new pastor. Guess what? We're also older than him.
Yes.
But you know, just good. And the church is full. And it was a groovy weekend.
It was groovy. It started off busy and then it got calm. We got calm because we didn't do anything on Saturday and I didn't go to the pickleball party.
I'm so disappointed.
We got back a little bit later than we thought. And I didn't go to the pickleball. And it was kind of cool outside anyway.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So I missed the pickleball fun.
And then Sunday I did the show and you went to go pick up Miss Phoebe.
Oh yes. So you want to talk about paws and claws?
Yeah,
dropping her off? How was it dropping her off?
Well, dropping her off was fine, actually. She was good. I mean, it was heavy on my heart because I know how she can be around other dogs, other people. I was just worried, you know, and I'd gotten her the executive suite.
Yes, luxury suite.
Luxury suite.
Which is away from all the other dogs.
Yes, it is.
So there was when I went to pick her up, there was another dog.
She's fine with little dogs. It's dogs about, you know, half her size or her size.
She doesn't like any dogs because when Laddie was here, she did not like him either. So
anything that is enthusiastic and near us is wrong.
I know what would help, though. What would help her?
What?
A sister.
Oh, my goodness.
A sister will help her.
And who's going to walk said sister?
You.
La, 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 la.
Well, if you're walking one, you might as well walk the other.
Oh, sure. What else can I do for you? Can I wash your car? Anyway.
Wash yours first.
So, and they didn't send me any pictures like they promised, but I prayed on it. I just wanted her to have a good experience. I wasn't afraid for her or anything.
Yeah.
I'm a big wuss. I'll admit that right away.
You were like, I want the luxury suite. I want you to give
her
a nature walk.
She's a curry. She deserves it.
And I want and definitely give her a bath, bubble bath, and give her some sparkling water in her bowl. Yep.
Anyway, so you went to pick her up, and she seemed super fine. Oh, she's like,
I walk into this place.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a madhouse.
Dogs, a million dogs are barking. Mm-hmm. Rawr, 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 mm-hmm. And I'm like, where's Phoebe? I look in her executive suite or luxury suite that she's not there. And they're like, oh, she's outside. Uh-huh. And I mean, it's just chaos. There's this little dog that's behind the counter and they have like a little gate, but the gate was open and the dog's jumping around, you know, and they're like, Charlie, get back here, get back here. And then another couple comes in. I'm like, I got to get Phoebe out of here before the other dog comes out because I can't wrangle her.
Right. She's got some power.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'm trying to grab her bowls and her food and they bring her out and I'm like, hey, Phoebe. She looks at me. She looks the other way. She loves her dad more. That's what I said to them. She loves her dad more. And then she finally came over and she was very overstimulated.
Oh, I'll bet
overstimulated.
You are, but she was fine though, right?
Said she was great. They said she was great. So did you get the luxury suite on the next trip?
Yes, of course I did. She's a curry. If we can upgrade, we upgrade.
Well,
yes.
Now I have to tell you, she smells divine.
She does. That bubble bath, that did it. Yeah.
It's definitely worth it.
It's better than the other place where we had her.
Yeah, she and
yeah,
the,
she still smells
good. She's very
good.
Perfumed.
I come into the studio in the morning.
Doesn't smell like rank dog.
It does not. No, it smells really good.
Yeah, but it was chaos in there. And I looked at the guy, and they're young people that worked there. I go, you must really love your job.
They do. I'm sure they do.
You have
I'm
to
sure
love animals.
Do.
Yeah,
sure they do.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. They were really good.
And then what do we do on Monday? Did we just take it easy? I can't even remember what I did.
No, you took Phoebe to the vape shop.
Was that Monday? Yeah, it was Monday.
Yes.
That was not a good experience.
And that's the title of the newsletter. The embarrassment. What an embarrassment.
So I'm there chatting at the conspiracy table with Jerry and Kathy. And
this is Adam's coffee club that he goes to. And they all sit and drink coffee and they gossip about everything in the community.
You
get the lowdown, right?
And I'm talking about, you know, I'm thinking of doing a podcast for Fredericksburg. Oh, we need something. All we have is rants and raves. I say, what is that? It's a Facebook group called Rants and Raves of Fredericksburg. It's horrific.
Really?
Yeah, because the title says it. All people do is just moan and groan and rant and rave. And that's all that people have around here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then the newspaper once a day or once a week and an email. Anyway, so we're chatting and they've gotten Phoebe something to drink and she's laying down and she's beautiful. She said hi to them and she's just, customers come in and everything's fine. And the door opens and a dog flies in, a collie, not on the leash, straight towards me and Phoebe and starts, and Phoebe just let her have it.
Because she came right to Phoebe.
Yeah,
oh, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was right next to me.
Yeah.
And Phoebe, and I was like, and the owner, he's a big guy. So we're pulling our dogs apart. And I'm like, bro, I'm so sorry about this. He said, no, I should have had her on the leash, but I just felt bad. When I did say it, I said, place, boom. And she sat down and she looked up at me like this. And so I got her to calm right away, but it was fierce. I mean, there were two dogs fighting like for at least 10 seconds.
But the dog approached her though.
Yeah,
right?
So
Phoebe didn't provoke it. No, the other dog provoked it.
Yeah,
why were you so embarrassed?
Because
she's like, oh my God.
Because
I thought
she was going to kill the dog. Oh, I really did. I mean, she was like, like teeth out and everything.
Really?
Oh yeah. This was not just barking. This was in counterattack
mode.
Guess
he's not going to the vape shop anymore.
I texted them. They said, she was guarding you. She was protecting you. You shouldn't feel bad at all. I know. I'm not used to that, I guess. I'm not used to it.
That's how I feel every time a truck drives by.
Yeah.
She goes crazy like that. Like she loses her mind. She's got borderline personality disorder.
It's nothing to joke about. But it is similar.
Yes.
And then the other night I was walking her and Dilbert pulls up. And I always know it's Dilbert because I can tell by his headlights because it's dark outside and he's got the F-150. And Dilbert he's the sweetheart of our little subdivision here.
He decorates
the mailbox area for Christmas. He mows all the, because we don't have an HOA, which we really should, but we don't.
Yeah.
And he mows, makes sure so no rattlesnakes are in the grass. He says, Adam, about this eclipse. I said, Dilbert, I'm with you. He says, I'm having a hard time organizing everybody, but I got some signs and I think it's not gated here where we live. Mm-hmm. He said, I think we should, put some signs out in front. I said, let's get some cones and you and I'll just go in together on this and we'll cone this thing off and we'll get it up. We'll cone it all the way past the back entrance. And if anyone complains, we'll beg for forgiveness later. And so
they're not going to complain. We're protecting their property.
Well, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And so, he has a pickup truck and Phoebe goes, rrr. And I said, no, this is Dilbert. And she went, but the good news is, Gene is coming out.
Yes. You told me this.
We have not allowed anyone to come.
No, only Gene. Because he is a space nut.
He's definitely a space nut. Also,
he likes anything like science.
He was my first friend in Austin. I knew him way before anybody. Mm-hmm. He's been
he went on our first trip together. Remember when we went up to Dallas and he was there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's been a big part of No Agenda, and so he has the glasses. He's got the telescope.
Yes.
He's got everything we need. And I said, bring some firearms, because you never know. It's going to be 100,000 plus people. He says, oh yeah, I'm bringing the thermal and the night vision goggles just in case. I'm like, this is my buddy. This is Gene. He's bringing all the goods. So we will be protected and good to go.
We're just hanging out at home too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What time is this supposed to happen?
2:17 in the afternoon.
Oh.
So he's coming the night before.
Right.
And he'll leave the next day.
Okay.
So he's staying two nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he likes beef.
Yeah.
So, and he'll be fun. Gene is always fun.
Yeah. We haven't seen Gene.
Over a year.
Has it been a year? Maybe two.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I talk to him regularly. Yeah. On text and
no,
stuff,
we haven't seen him. So. Well,
his beard is probably even longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he do a 10-day fast? Was it 10 days?
Yeah.
No food, just water.
Just water. Yeah.
He loved how he felt. He said.
Yeah.
I wish he could do it all the time. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's Gene.
I like to eat.
He likes to eat too. Believe me, he likes to eat.
Yeah, so we're getting ready for that. Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday, I just want to mention, I had to go back to Austin.
Yes.
This is my, every 6 to 8 weeks, I get my hair done, which is where I go hang out with Johanna, who I've also known, I guess, for
before me.
13, 14, 12, 13 years now.
Definitely before me.
And so I'm very loyal to her. She does my hair. But she also, you know, we catch up on show business because she, you know, she's like way into movies and we discuss what we're watching. And she tells me how crazy her clients are. And I get all kinds of good material. But what, so part of what I have to admit I like is I like the drive.
You do.
Because I can just listen to something and just zone out. And I wind up listening to this interview with Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, yes.
From NBC Today Show on a podcast. I didn't expect it at all. And she has written a book called Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere. Mm. I'm excited to read this book.
Oh, did you order it?
Not yet. I'll probably order the audio book. Because I read so much during the day. I don't get pleasure from reading anymore.
It's delightful to hear that she wrote a book like that because she was nasty to President Trump. Do you remember that? Nasty.
I'm sure she was. Yeah. I don't remember. But
yeah.
Wow. The Lord is working in her, man. I'll tell you that. And she has Baptist.
Oh.
Southern Baptist Church and... She has an interfaith marriage. Her husband's Jewish. It was fascinating to listen to.
Interesting.
And she was just right out there. She said, I've never written a book. I never thought about writing a book. When someone asked me if I wanted to write about my faith, I said yes. So something is working in her.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm the same. Like, Savannah Guthrie. Like, Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I was reminded, she too.
Yeah.
Is a child of God.
Is a daughter of God.
Daughter of God, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And so... I'm going to purchase that book.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
I'm going to listen to it.
Nice.
It just inspired me, uh-huh. I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, that was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What were we listening to? We were listening to, Joe Rogan and somebody on the way to Austin. I forget who we were listening to.
No.
We were listening to something. We turned it on. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, goodness. I don't remember either.
I don't either. But I think that Tuesday when you went to,
Johanna.
Yes. I met Karen, my friend Karen, and her 3-year-old twins, Boone and Bella, at the park.
And so you were hanging out with the moms. Yes. You were in the mom club.
And it's nice. Spring break here. So the downtown is packed and the park was packed. And so I came up and Karen was on the phone. She had her earbuds in, or one of them, and she's watching her kids. And I came up and I'm like, hi. And Boone came up and hugged my legs. He hugged my legs.
Because he's only like 2 feet tall.
He's probably 3 feet. So Karen goes, yeah, I told him that you were coming to the park. And he was so happy. And he said, Tina's really pretty.
When we went to church on Sunday, we walked by him. He was standing there with his mom. And I saw him like, it's Tina. And I'm like, hey, Boone. He's like, hey. Looking at Tina.
Karen goes, and then I asked him, she said, well, am I pretty?
Mom is never as pretty as Tina. That's just not how it works.
That was so sweet. So I was just, I was just helping her. Because, you know, the twins, you got to keep an eye on both of them.
Oh, man.
So that was a lot of fun. And so when she's like, oh, I'm going to take them. I'm going to get them ice cream. And so he goes, I go, oh, you're going to go get some ice cream? He said, yeah. Do you want to come with us?
Aww.
Mm-hmm. That was so sweet.
You watch them for one second. They're sweet. Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I just love Karen too. I like helping her out. So Bella is slowly warming up to me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's warming up to me. So,
I'm around. I mean, we're not getting any grandkids anytime soon. So
I don't think it's happening.
So I'm ready to help out, you know, with any of the kids if they need it. And I'm not recording. I'm happy to do it.
I know.
Yeah. I can bring over Phoebe and then maybe you'll get one of the twins back. You never know.
Yeah, and that's what Karen said. Because they have this dog, Oliver, and Oliver's old. I don't know how old he is. And she said, if I didn't have Oliver, I would take Phoebe for you.
Aww.
So I don't know. We'd have to get Phoebe used to the kids, though. Mm. You know, but I think Phoebe would be very different in somebody else's house.
I think she is. Yeah.
Because she wouldn't know what to do. Like,
how she doesn't know what to protect. She's just like, I'll just be calm. Yeah. The way she was in the beginning with us.
Yeah. And then it all changed and she became borderline personality.
Don't leave her too long with somebody. You know?
Yeah.
And then,
So we're full force into our vacation planning.
Yeah. It's so nice of you. Quite the surprise that you just said, hey, you know, because we're doing our our thing in Italy with my sister and my brother-in-law for Christmas. And you're like, hey, do you want to go somewhere for your birthday, for your 60th birthday? I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, just go somewhere and sit on our butt? I'm like, yeah. That sounds good.
We're going to do a couple things. Like I mentioned last week, we'll do like a tequila tasting. We might do a cooking class.
Oh, how horrible. Oh, no.
Maybe a cooking class.
Right at the resort. I don't have to climb up a mountain.
That's what I said. I go, we probably won't leave the resort.
No, why would we?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
So we're looking at Punta Mita, which is close to Puerto Vallarta. Which is on the Pacific side. We can't really go to the Caribbean because September is hurricane season.
But we could.
Well, no, I don't want to be stuck on an island with a hurricane coming.
When does hurricane season start?
It starts June 1st.
Oh,
I think
really?
June 1st, but it starts cooking.
Too hot. It's too hot.
It starts September cooking in August, September, and October. That's when things start churning out there. So I'm working with our awesome travel expert.
Yes.
Anthea. And she's arranging everything for us, which is great.
Perfect.
I know.
Perfect. I
know.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Stephen Page.
Oh, yes. Well, everybody, we need to pray for Stephen.
Yeah, he had some kind of health emergency. I don't know. I don't think we should go into it. He didn't say, hey, read this on the show.
Yeah.
But man, he just all of a sudden just had a little health thing going on.
Yeah.
Is he in Sam Meunier?
No.
No? Oh, mm-mm. Well, okay. Half a prayer then. Just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding. Meanwhile.
That's pretty low.
No. By the way, for those of you who understand the value for value part of the show, 80 episodes ago, we started. We said we didn't even have PayPal at the time.
Oh, we didn't?
No. Remember, we didn't do PayPal for the longest time.
Oh.
Until we went weekly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I said, you know, get a modern podcast app and fill it up, with your, by buying some Satoshis.
Yes.
Now, if you had listened to Adam, and let's say you'd put $100 in there and you'd given us a little bit, you know, each week, just a tad, that $100 would be worth $300 today.
Yes, because Bitcoin is like.
So I'm just saying you can throw some money into your podcast app and you don't have to send it all. You can keep it in there.
Yeah.
It's like you get a savings account and you get to support your favorite podcasters.
Yes.
And that's not just us. It can be any podcaster.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, so that's been pretty good. That's been a good experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope people listen because this is not the top.
No.
According to me.
No.
According to me.
Yeah, because baby needed the driveway.
Yeah. If Bitcoin hits 220,000, we're getting a driveway.
We have this driveway. So we have this long driveway.
It's not even a driveway. It's just a
dirt road.
It's a dirt road.
It's a rocky road that leads. It's how long would you think say that is?
Oh goodness. That's.
Is it a quarter mile? No, it's not a quarter mile.
No, it's not a quarter mile.
It's long.
It's longer than a football field.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a football
maybe
field.
Maybe 100 yards.
So when we moved here, they had chipped granite down.
Yeah, which when it rained, we'd have the River Nile.
Yes, would be going right through the driveway.
These deep grooves would be created and you have to go fill that up.
Yes, and so we knew that it had to be fixed. So then we got something in the mailbox for chipped...
Chip and seal. But this is basically what the roads are here.
Yes. And the guy's like, yeah, it'll last for like 10 years. I'm like, okay, well, I was happy because they leveled out the gravel road.
And that's still good.
And all the weeds were gone because the weeds were popping up. Oh, well, now it's a weed garden.
Yeah.
And because it drives me crazy.
That's because no one drives on it. Because we park our cars in the back. If we drove on it, they wouldn't have a chance to pop up. But no one ever drives on it, ever.
Yes.
Except for UPS.
Well, we're just going to let it go and it's just going to blend in with the grass. Yes, that's what's going to happen.
No, we're not. We're going to have Eric
come. And people are
Eric
just going to have to park in the cul-de-sac and walk up on the grass like Tiffany and Rob's house.
Or bring your Range Rover. Yeah, exactly. Hey, we thought it was so cool what you guys did. We're doing the same. It's fabulous. We love it. Yes, walk on the grass.
So Adam's like, Bitcoin's supposed to go up to 220. And then you said yesterday, Max Kaiser's saying 750. I'm like, 750, excellent. Then we're getting a driveway.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
Either way, I'm happy to go out there with the vinegar, with the soap.
You haven't done that once.
Oh, I certainly have once.
Oh, when?
A long time ago. I did it once.
So I refuse to have Roundup sprayed around our house because of the glyphosate.
Yeah, which is very poisonous.
And I don't want it to get on Phoebe's paws. No. And then it goes into the soil. Then it goes into our well water. And so I make my own concoction, which is vinegar.
It does work.
Epsom salt and Dawn soap. And it works.
How come? But did you not spray on the driveway?
I had to spray all the weeds around the house. Okay. I didn't get to the driveway yet.
Okay. Well,
so I got to get to the driveway and I'm just going to do sections.
Is that a task you'd like me to do while you're gone?
Oh.
Yeah. Don't you get some post-it notes for me, babe? I already have to do what? I have to vacuum the vents.
You're going
to
take over the weed control?
I didn't say that. I said I'd do it this one time while you're gone.
Oh.
Special occasion. So you can come home.
It's Adam Curry actually doing household chores?
Don't push it, or I'm not going to do it at all. Hey-o!
You have to be careful, though. Maybe you could just do the driveway. I was just going to do it. I was strategizing about this because I'm like, okay, I'm going to start on this section and just annihilate them. Then I'm going to divide the long driveway up into four sections, focus on that and annihilate them, and then work my way that way.
Okay, I'm just going to do it all in one day, and all in one go.
You can't. You don't have enough stuff.
I can go get more stuff. It's just distilled white vinegar and Dawn soap.
And Epsom salt.
Oh, and Epsom salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can do
that. And it smells like a salad when you go out there because of the...
It does.
But it does work. It works.
Yeah, it kills it for sure.
And the Dawn soap also works if you pour it on fire ant hills.
Works really well. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Dawn and water? Dawn soap and water or just straight up Dawn? No, I think it's in water too.
I think it's water. Yeah. Concentrate will work.
Well, we have a bottle on our screen porch because sometimes the red wasps get in the screen porch and we have a bottle of water and Dawn.
And a sprayer.
Takes them right down.
Yeah.
So no need to buy that chemical garbage out there.
Another household tip from Homesteader Tina.
Yes. Just call me Trad Wife.
I shall all the time.
Yeah.
Shall I do
the
God Shot?
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Wow! Tina's God Shot, everybody. And you asked me to do the God Shot this week.
Yes, I did.
Which I'm very happy to do.
Yes, because something happened today. Yes, so
I want to explain my morning routine.
Yes.
I always start with the YouVersion app. And I listen to their daily devotional, and I go through the whole thing. And they have what can you do for Jesus today? Yeah, that kind of stuff. And I like that. It's very simple. And I like listening to it. It's always a different person. Mm-hmm. They brought that back. And then if Pastor Jimmy has sent his morning devotional,
he sends us his daily devotional, which I love reading,
and he sends it to us, but he sends it to me separately.
Oh.
So I get it.
Because you're special.
That's correct. It's my bro right there. We go, hey, brother, good morning, brother. We, sometimes we have a little more to say to each other.
I love it.
Hey, I haven't been around this much male energy in my life.
I know. I love it for you.
I'm totally digging it. We talk about you guys. Ooh, I'm just grumpy.
And when Annette and I went to what?
I'm just kidding. What? I'm just kidding. We never do that. Never.
No, when Annette and I were at lunch today, I prayed. I'm getting out of my shyness.
Okay,
I prayed over Karen too. Mm-hmm. We prayed for you. We included you guys.
Thank you. Well, we always pray for you.
And our furry friends too.
Yes, we always pray for our trad wives.
Trad wives.
So then I do that. There may be some other input, but something that I do every day is I read the daily page from Oswald Chambers. And this was given to me by John Willome.
Oh, okay.
Who I had breakfast with a long time ago. He runs some nonprofits here in Fredericksburg. Very, very faithful guy. And it's a very famous book. It's called My Utmost for His Highest. And this book has been sold around the world. He was a chaplain in World War II.
And it's a daily devotional book.
Daily devotional.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to read the whole page because it's always a full page, but there's always a piece of scripture. And so March 13th, God's total surrender to us. And this is a fan favorite, John 3:16.
Yep.
For God so loved the world, he gave us his only son. And halfway down the page, it starts with this. If we are truly surrendered, we will never be aware of our own efforts to remain surrendered. Our entire life will be consumed with the one to whom we surrender. Beware of talking about surrender if you know nothing about it. In fact, you will never know anything about it until you understand that John 3:16 means that God completely and absolutely gave himself to us. In our surrender, we must give ourselves to God in the same way he gave himself for us, totally, unconditionally, and without reservation. The consequences and circumstances resulting from our surrender will never even enter our mind because our life will be totally consumed with him.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm going through all these different things, I'll write down pieces of scripture. So I wrote down, a couple other ones that I had today. And I write it on my remarkable tablet.
Yes.
Which I like, so I can go back and check it later. And so I wrote down that John 3, what I'll do then is I'll go back and then I'll read all of these different verses and chapters in my Bible.
Uh-huh.
That's how I get all the info, I get the inspiration,
yes,
and then I read the whole chapters. But I wrote down in addition, so I wrote down John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And I wrote down, I must fully surrender to him. He calls the shots. He's got the wheel. He's got this. He's got me. And at that moment.
You wrote that?
That's what I wrote. Yeah.
Oh.
Because that was my derivative. That was just what I was just thinking at that moment. And at that moment, Pastor Jimmy texts me and says, hey, there's this thing going on for pastors at the church at 9:00. You want to come? I'm like, well, this is not a coincidence.
No.
God literally just said, surrender to him. He calls the shots. And instead of whatever my routine was going to be today, he changed everything and said, dude, you got to go over there.
Yeah.
So I walked Phoebe,
did our prayer, hustled, jumped.
And this was just fantastic. It was, I'll just give you a brief summary. So it was really for pastors.
Mm-hmm. I love that Pastor Jimmy extended the invitation to you.
Oh, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It was the Remnant Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, Matt Long, famous here in Fredericksburg, he had set it
the
up.
Patriot
with
Patriot radio station.
Yeah, he's a Patriot FM.
Yeah.
And he does the morning show at 10 a.m., I think, 9 to 10, 10. Not the morning, but the mid-morning show. It was Rick Green who has started the Patriot Academy.
Uh-huh.
And this is an amazing group of men. And really the bottom line is that, I wrote it down here. It's men getting together talking about how we're going to restore the nation through faith.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, pastors. And then my favorite line is, we're going to fight like men on our knees.
Oh,
These were cool people. Dr. Rick Scarborough, who's very famous.
Yes.
Very famous pastor. I got all their books.
He knew who you were too, right?
Oh yeah. He's like, you're the Podfather. He's 74. He's like, you're the Podfather.
Does he listen to No Agenda?
He said, I've heard of No Agenda. I said, oh, Pastor Jimmy must have been boasting about it. No. I know about you.
Oh.
And then the other gentleman, he was very impressive. He's a very successful businessman. His name, I'm sorry, it's Steve as well. Let me see. Steve Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Steve Maxwell? Yes. Steve Maxwell, he's put all his own money in this. He's been, they're going around the country. They've spoken, for 300 pastors already. And that with basically the same message. He said, I saw you in Rogan. That was awesome.
He said that?
Yeah. So, and I was just sitting in the back, just chilling out, and just listening to everything. Wow, it was so inspiring. And that's why I'm very happy Pastor Jimmy and I are having dinner tomorrow night so we can just review it all, because there was so much going on and they just had a lot of really common sense, smart things that, to talk
about. And what did the one guy say to you? He used the word that you mispronounced at the...
Oh, that was Dr. Rick Scarborough. He says, he was talking about ecclesia.
Uh-huh.
And the pastors can't just think of ecclesia as a building. And, sometimes they're getting it wrong. I said, yeah, man, I hear you. I even pronounced it wrong one time. And because I remember that it was at the podcast conference.
Yes,
I wanted to say ecclesia, but I said ecclesia. And Pastor Jimmy's cracking up. He's like, but anyway, the whole thing was just dynamite.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours and it fit all together. And thank you, God, for giving me that setup and the alley-oop, and boom, there it was.
Yeah.
And just, it was, what a great, great, great start to the day.
Yeah.
And everything else just flowed perfectly from there.
Yeah. And that kind of ties into the God Shot I did last week about being obedient.
Yes.
And I was talking, I know what I did. Yeah. I had lunch with Naomi on Friday. I adore her too. Naomi is Pastor Brian's wife. And so I was telling her the story and I was giving her more background about it. And what she said to me is that by supporting that person mm-hmm. and giving them that gift, that it brought me freedom. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows I have a lot of trauma. Not everybody, but now you do. I have a lot of financial trauma. And that, and I was like, oh my goodness, I never thought about that.
Mm.
The financial freedom. But anyway, it tied into the whole obedience. Like once you experience that, it's pretty remarkable. It's remarkable.
It's nice.
I loved it.
Yeah,
and when I love your story, babe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to do the God Shot.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Hey, don't get used to it.
Okay.
Sorry. Now it's time to hear from Nicole Suckers.
Once in a blue moon, I get to do it.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Hello, what did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Well, we have one executive and two associate, one executive, one associate executive producer for episode number 80.
80.
You know, you can always do a show number donation. You get an extra credit.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about
extra
that.
Extra credit.
Yeah.
What kind of extra credit?
Well, you get on the in the show notes.
Oh.
Get a credit, not just an executive associate, but as a show donation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's special. Special. All right. Well, holy guacamole, right up there at the top with 155,555 satoshis.
Wow.
Is our very own Pastor Jimmy.
Oh.
And he says, how can we not love our hang time with our besties, the Curries? Last week was a blur, and just like you, I missed boosting Damonette and Pastor Jimmy's favorite podcast. What? I forgot to boost them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I had to
double.
I had to double boost them too. Yeah, of course. We don't talk about
that. Okay, so we stay in the top 10.
He says, so sorry about that. I'm here to repent and to make it up. So here's a double striper boost.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy. Enjoy your bro date tomorrow.
And he says, putting the go in gospel, y'all. KYBO and KTLD.
Yes
we have a special jingle for that. Now, we have... Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
I'll see you I'll see you tomorrow. Then we have... Now, this came in twice, was that on purpose or was that a mistake?
She said PayPal glitched and did it twice, but she said just keep it.
So 2 times 33 33 from Ashley Slater.
I know, and Ashley came here for her birthday. We had dinner with her and her husband, and then she's the one that made the journals for us and gifted us these beautiful journals.
And do you have the note there?
I have it.
You want to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
She says, I felt it was time for a wee donation. I have some things in the works for each of you, but I haven't been working regularly, so this will have to do for now. Aww. Also, been talking to Sir Brian with an I recently.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, he gets around.
He just horns in on all of our producers.
I'm telling you, be careful with
Ashley,
him, Ashley.
Be very careful.
Be careful.
Yeah, step away.
He wants me to join in this fun. I mean, he kind of sets himself up for it, right? I'm in the beginning stages of planning our second NA meetup. So Brian, plan to make your way up to Minnesota nuts, where you can meet the girl who hit me in the mouth. Sorry.
Oh, it's a setup. Oh no.
Sorry. No low standards and loose morals though. We talked about.
Oh goodness gracious.
I'm glad you set the boundaries with him, Ashley.
That's right. Yeah. He's
what's up, Brian? I thought you had a girlfriend.
Oh yeah. The AI girlfriend.
Yeah. The AI Jackie.
Hello, Brian. I love you. Hello. You are so popular.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. We love you so much.
We certainly
You're so
do.
Sweet.
Thank you so much. We got 7,900 sats from, Studio 2 Rocks.
Are they a new donor?
They're going to be decanted.
You've been decanted.
Whenever I need some normality, I listen to you guys.
Aw.
Thank
you. We're so normal.
Thank yous, twos. Oh, we're happy to do that.
We're so normal.
Then we got a PayPal donation from KT Chopper.
Yes.
$5.33.
Yes.
I have no note for...
I don't either.
For KT, but thank you. I think that's a monthly donation.
I do too.
And then... a mini Striper Boost 7777 from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you have a note?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. Well done.
I have a note here that somebody somebody set up an 8-month. I don't know if this, it's a Katie, but I don't know.
Well, that might be Katie, KT Chopper.
It said, I'm sorry, I interrupted that. You have to repeat that. I started listening at the beginning of Curry and the Keeper, but I miss some, then pick them up later. I was so thrilled in the spirit when you both started your journey in faith. I've been praying for Adam since I started listening to No Agenda during the scamdemic. The podcast makes me laugh and praise the Lord. It's a call to prayer, and I'm so thrilled to continue listening. Now, it's Katie, but is Katie the same as KT Chopper?
I don't know. We need clarification, people.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank
from both
you.
Of you or one of you. Either way.
She subscribed, so that's so sweet.
Very nice.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going
to
read Sir Brian with an I's note. Oh. It's long, of course.
Oh, is it?
Of course. I hereby, he says, object to the keeper going on strike.
Oh.
As it is a violation of her public duty as written in Section 33 of the bylaws. This is America, and she's in contempt of legislation passed by 2/3 of the Vineyard.
Oh, brother.
And how could you do this to TJ?
Oh.
He's probably going to end up writing a jingle for a striker boost.
Whatever.
Don't quit on us when you're feeling tired. Just get prescribed whatever they are giving Joe Biden. Oh. One dose will last you long enough to provide us with our weekly hour of entertainment. And then he sent me an email. He says, I ran out of space. Could you say, give me an in the evening?
In the evening!
Yes. Of course.
Thank you, Brian.
No problem. Lone Yank with 1111 slime, mouth slime boost in the evening.
In your day, shall in the evening.
That's what we were talking about. That little like ball. That's like,
stop. It's nasty.
So gross. That's a deal breaker.
Nasty. We got 1,000 sats from Bogey, who says, hi, Adam and Tina. This is from the Fountain app. Love the show, as it is really a great model of husband and wife in great communication and in sync with one another. Yes, it is. A Christ-centered syncness.
Oh, thank you. And does he need to be?
Well, there's more. Does he need to
decanted?
Be decanted? Yeah, I think
is it
so.
A he?
I don't know, but you got to ask us for that,
decanted.
People.
Decanted.
My life seems rather boring in comparison, but I guess that's why the scripture says it's not wise to compare yourselves with another. That is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Listen, try living your life like mine with this woman. Don't compare.
I'm leaving.
It says, please decant me if you would be so. I'm going to do it again because Bogey asked.
Yeah, because you decanted. Like, you need to tell me, people.
I'm not complaining about everything. I'm the luckiest dude in the world.
You are.
By the way, Adam, did Senseo ever send you commissions for the coffee machines I bought at your recommendation? Holy mackerel, Bogey. How old are you? I think not. So that is why V for V is the way to go. God bless. Well,
thank you.
Goes back to.
Gosh.
Early days of podcasting when I would be explaining how we could do advertising. And I had triggers and I'd say, Senseo. And people would think Senseo. And to this day, it was actually kind of weird because I would burp. And people would go, Senseo.
Oh.
It was Pavlovian. So, Bogey,
boy, I'm glad you've evolved.
Yeah, well, I have slightly.
Yes, thank goodness.
Not that much. Then we have Sakai the Horse, who comes in with 3333. And that's it for our boosters and for our executive and associate
thank
executive
you,
producer. Thank you so much. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. We have a donation page. Also, subscribe to the newsletter. It is funny. Tina's newsletters are always fun to read. They're easy. They come out a day before the show day, so you can remember to donate and support us. And it can be time, talent, or treasure. So you could do all kinds of stuff. Even just letting people know about the show, sending us a note. Doesn't have to be with a donation. If it is, we love if you either use our PayPal, but go get a modern podcast app. Support the safety and security of all your podcasts so they never get deplatformed. It can always be supported by the audiences out there. curryandthekeeper.com.
And we did get some treasure in the P.O. box.
We got some great treasure.
Well,
yes.
I want to talk about our OG Salmon Yay, Michael.
Yeah, Anastasia.
We got an email from him on Monday. It says, wine is on the way.
Young people.
He said, greetings, young couple. Wanted to give you a heads up and gave us the FedEx tracking number. He says, I have this scheduled for pickup tomorrow. And so, of course, I respond. I'm like, good morning, Michael. You are so kind to us and perfect timing. I'm resuming the pleasure of the grape.
Hey now.
I have to add it back slowly, but I'm super excited. My health is back on track. And since my word for the year is joy, it's time to put some joy back in my world. And so then he responded and he said, "Hi, Tina, I'm so happy you are doing better and can get back on the grape. My prayers have been answered." And then he quoted scripture.
What did he write?
Exodus 15, okay. Verse 26. He said, and this is the scripture. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Mm. Which ties like perfectly into your God shot too, in terms of obedience. Yes. It was at lunch today. Annette asked me, she's like, "So what are you working on with your faith?" Or something like, I can't remember the exact question. So
I'm on page 554.
I love that she asked me that question. So thank you, Michael. That's just great. Love you so much.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate
your lovely wife and your beautiful dog
too. And remember, you too can be a salmonier like Michael.
Yes.
Yes. Go to our donation page if you use Satoshis.
And I just gave Brandy her two glasses and her.
We need pictures.
And she loves our glasses. She uses them all the time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yes. Does she use the coasters as well?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Because these are limited edition.
I know.
Get in now while stocks last.
So we got you want to read this note? We got this beautiful.
Yes, I will read this note. This was quite a surprise. So it's a fantastic, beautiful crucifix. Can never have too many of these. And this is from Era Dedarian.
Crucifix or cross?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. I never say crucifix. I say cross.
I don't know what's proper.
I don't either.
Well,
we ask on your bro date tomorrow.
We balance each other out.
Yeah.
This is from Era Dedarian, Sir Era Dedarian, who has been a No Agenda supporter for well over a decade, maybe longer.
Wow.
And who knew he was a brother in Christ?
Yeah.
I'm waving this thing in my hand while I'm speaking, Era. "Dear Adam, I'm happy to hear about your faith on the show. Please don't stop. I pray that God keep you and John and your family and friends safe and healthy. This cross," okay, he calls it a cross, "is made with recycled walnut from Iowa. I've started to make these for friends and family. We have never met, but I consider you a dear friend." Aww, brother, I consider you a brother. I mean, I've known Sir Era for a long, long time.
Oh, that's lovely.
This is really a surprise. I really enjoy that.
You want me to hang that up in your studio somewhere?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yeah, I love it. Here, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, so it's not a crucifix. It's a cross.
We'll just call it the cross.
Okay.
And it's Era's cross.
So we got a couple books in the mail.
By the way, it's a perfect size to ward off vampires.
You know what? You should grab this when you're
when I'm walking around and blessing the house.
We need to cleanse the house too. So maybe when I'm gone.
It's the perfect size for that.
When I'm gone,
mm-hmm.
You could do that.
It's perfect.
I'll add that to the post-it.
Okay.
Okay.
clean the house of the enemy and the devil. Okay. Yes. Get Satan out because I'm coming back on Monday.
Yes. Okay. So we got a book called, and I thought this was so appropriate, especially with Pastor Jimmy and Pastor Brian's mm-hmm. sermons on mind warfare.
Mind wars.
Mm-hmm. Mind wars. Mm-hmm. And it's "Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. It's Time to Win the Battle of Your Mind." I'm like, oh, I want to read this. We've gotten so many good books.
And who sent this to us?
Okay, I'm going to read the note. So mm-hmm. this says, "Adam and Tina, please enjoy this book. It will help you as you continue to grow in your faith with Christ. As I have started to read it, I have thought about both of you." Randall from Randall Black. Thank you, Randall.
Great treasure. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
I love this. Yes. I might drop this in my bag.
Yeah, take it out. It's a small book. You can read that on the plane probably.
And we got another book about all that, like keeping the demons away too. And I'm interested in that book.
And who
too.
Sent us that book?
That was the two books we got, and I couldn't find the card.
Oh, this, sometimes the people just send it from Amazon and there's no note in it.
And then we got another book. This is kind of a long note. I'm going to read it. It's called A Fever in the Heartline, the Ku Klux Klan's plot to take over America, the women, and who stopped them.
This is about Indiana, right?
Yes. So this is from Susan, also known as Bad Kitty.
Oh, Bad Kitty. Yes. I recognize these names.
So she says, "Dear Adam and Tina, just a listener of No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper, your show makes me laugh out loud while I'm doing my boring computer work for the DC court system." Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I bet she's some boots on the ground, huh?
This is why I probably recognize the name. She's probably sent me something in the past.
She says, Tina, your openness about your struggles with health are so relatable, but you are just stunning. Aw. Mm. And your godly spirit shines through. And that's what's most important. I just want my light to shine. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I have my salt to season.
That's right. That's right.
To season my words. Mm-hmm. Adam, you're the best. I love you two together. Mm. Aw. So thank if you. You are a history buff and get the sense you are, here's a book my dad recommended to me. I didn't know that Indiana was a KKK hut in the 30s. Ouch. Very fascinating read. Thank you for your far out awesomeness.
Oh, well, isn't that great? That's great to know a little bit about the Hoosier history.
I know.
Beautiful. Thank you all so much. Yes, we do have a P.O. box. It's also on our donation page.
Yes.
Wow. Do you have anything else you want to go into the question of the week?
I'll get a quick health update.
Oh, okay. But I don't have a jingle.
TJ, hello. Whoosh. No. I'm hoping to get past this health update. Things are going well. Today is a little tired, but I mean, sleeping great.
Yes.
I got my cortisol saliva test back.
Was good,
completely normal.
Yep.
Still dropping weight. I got some lingering stuff.
And this is how we know. Tina says to me this morning, you know, I tried my clothes on. That means she's tried older clothes on. I'm doing well.
Is that what I said? I'm doing well?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling good about this. Oh, good. Because that's how Tina measures herself. How do my pants fit from 15 years ago? How does my wedding dress fit from 5 years ago?
Oh, I don't have my wedding dress.
The red dress. How about the red dress?
Not yet.
You're not ready for the red dress?
Not yet.
Okay. Roxanne.
All right. You ready?
Yes, I am. Okay. Here we go. Bow, bow, bow.
You know what? It's time for.
Yes, I'm.
The question of the week.
I'm always a little bit nervous because I don't know if I should actually participate or not.
Nonsense.
At least I didn't have to make it up. I got away with a God shot this week. There it is. The question of the week. I have no idea what it is, and Tina's going to lay it on us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This question actually came in from a cork soaker.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
Sir, by his grace.
Set up. Okay. Yes. Okay, David. All right.
So here's this question.
I'll have a sip while you're saying
it. Okay. If you could go back in time to any event and spend one day, what would that be? So it'd be any event.
Any event. And spend that day. Is this like, would you do it differently? Or is it just to relive that
moment?
And
you could spend one day, what would that be?
Oh, man. I would think oddly, I mean, there's so many things, wow. I mean, I have like 3 days that pop up. One is I'd like to be there at the birth of my daughter again, because that was just an awesome day. I'd like to be at the, just like to witness the whole first date we had again.
Aww.
I'd love to see that again. And also when I was about to get kicked out of the house and Lex Harding called me and said, I want you to come and talk to me. And, you know, and that wound up being my first official television job and everything. Those three things stick out. So it's hard to choose.
Yeah.
But you're up there. How about you?
So I didn't know that it would be, I thought it would be any event, like any event in history.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I was just thinking of myself.
Yes,
selfishly.
I thought that too, but then I thought, any event in history.
Okay.
I would love to be at the Last Supper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I would love to be there.
Okay. So I would want to be at the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
I would have wanted to be in the room with those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that famous painting with all standing there like, hey, man. And they're all pastors.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, David.
Yeah.
Good
But you know what, though? When I was making it personal, one of mine was going back to our first date, too. Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. Fist bump.
Oh, fist bump.
Wow. We love each other.
Yeah, please send questions. We love this.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You send us questions.
That's even better. You send us questions. Yeah.
Stump the band.
Tina at stumptheband. Tina at curry.com. Send it to us.
My darling, I want you to have a great trip. I want you to have a lot of fun with Teresa.
Hopefully no wheels will fall off the plane.
Oh, goodness.
I'm hoping am I flying a Boeing? Because I'm in trouble.
You're flying Southwest?
Yeah. Is it Boeing?
Yes, it's fine. Oh, they got the old 737s. Right. It's fine. Yeah. Prayers up, everybody. Tina's
sure
getting
no
on a Boeing.
Make windows and doors open.
Oops,
I love
I'm sorry,
you.
Wrong one. Oh. There we go. Now, I love you.
I love you, too.
And you'll be back in time for next week's show.
I shall.
See you then, everybody.
Boost, boost, boost.
The Curry and the Keeper.